Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And let's not forget the website, folks, craigjamesfinancial.com. Great information, but also, you have to pre-register on the site. Take advantage of all the great webinars and events coming our way. Plenty of them. As we approach tax deadline, April the 18th. The Dow with a great finish yesterday, 323 points upward. And the futures market looked pretty good, up about 215 or so. As we speak, as we welcome in Mr. Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville. A great finish yesterday on Wall Street, sir.
It is, and we have another start. Again, we're at the end of the month. Today's the 30th of March. Tomorrow's the 31st, as you know. And, yep, Jay, we had a very good day. We had a futures looking good today as well. As, you know, it's hard to, maybe we're in oversold territory, and people are starting to realize that. We'll see how this plays out as we're getting ready for the next month of April. We did get some economic news. And today we get personal income, personal spending, people still spending, and University of Michigan consumer sentiment. We're taking a look at some of those numbers there. No notable companies are here to report it these days. And it seems like the what they're seeing now is a trend. A lot of the smaller banks have seen their assets pulled out, and the monies are going to a lot of larger banks. So you could think of the JP Morgans, the Bank Americas, maybe possibly benefiting from this move away from these smaller regional banks. And it's very, very interesting to where we are. So we'll see how this ends up, but we're in a beautiful rally here. On a very sad note, France bought 65,000 gallons of liquid natural gas, not using U.S. dollars. Not using U.S. dollars, Jay. They use the Chinese yuan. And as we said, the world's reserve currency is the U.S. dollar, backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. And this is the first commodities transaction that I know of with that was actually paid with Chinese yuan, as we possibly the world starts to move away from the U.S. dollar. It's a very sticky move right there, and there's a lot of implications to that, which is much more for today, but it's something to talk about anyway. That was reported by Reuters, so very interesting comment, and we were kind of talking about that time ago. So because the U.S. dollar, of course, used to be backed by the gold. And then the U.S. dollar, if you recall, and people that collect these things will know, it used to be backed also. After that, it was backed by the silver. We used to have silver dollars. And then with the Bretton Woods Agreement, and then Richard Nixon pulled this off of any of those things. And now it's just backed by the full faith and credit, our word, so to speak, of the United States claims ability, or the people to pay of the United States, or the soulless, how solid our political system is, our public is, et cetera, et cetera. So not backed by anything. And so, but it had been the reserve currency for all trading, particularly energy. Everything was traded based on U.S. dollars. So that's a big move there. I did want to report that because I don't know how much that's carrying. Hopefully Bloomberg or somebody else picks that story up. But that was from Oil Price Daily, which is another publication I take a look at from time to time. Anyway, so there we got. You know, baseball, Major League Baseball has been a pretty good business there, Jay. We're starting to see some real, I would call this possibly a money grab. I mean, you know, Major League Baseball set about almost $11 billion revenue record last season. And the values of the average team now is worth about $2.3 billion. Think if you're an owner, you know, and in Major League Baseball, they developed the streaming, sold to Disney for about $3.48 billion. And then we have seats that cost more, between tickets, parking, souvenirs, drinks, and hot dogs for four. it now costs an average of $256 to attend per game. That's according to Axios. And then we also have that Major League Baseball will make $400 million-plus through this ticketing partnership with SeatGeek. So very, very interesting there. And then they have a lot more coming in terms of they may do some ad space on their uniforms, which is with patches, et cetera. That could bring in somewhere between another $5 to $17 million per year. And, you know, the games are starting to speed up, and the NFL is still Major League Baseball was the number one moneymaker in terms of revenue, but the NFL has almost doubled that at $19 billion in revenue. And But financing and everything else, now the problem is that people, you know, due to for a lot of reasons, that the attendance has dropped for all these seasons, and so they're trying to speed up the game and do some other things to keep the attendance going. But this is very interesting. They saw an opportunity. They started to mine for gold, and they did by putting possibly advertisement. I saw a Red Sox uniform with a Mass Mutual patch on it, which I thought was very interesting, and kind of like an Indy race car with all those symbols on it. Curious as to what your comments on that. But before we hold that thought just for a second, today, aside from basic economic news, we are closing up. You have another roughly 2.5 weeks to contribute to an IRA, an individual retirement account. Very important. You can do $6,000 for last year, $7,000 for last year if you're over the age of 50. Just give our office a call, Craig James Financial. Go to our website, craigjamesfinancial.com, or you can give us a call, 631-393-2888. That's what I have for today, Jay.
Got a lot on the plate. I love the rule changes, two of them especially. One, cutting the games down as far as the pitchers getting that ball to the plate. And listen, according to spring training games, they've already cut 26 minutes off these games, which is huge. So I think that's a great thing. The other thing, obviously, is no more shifts. Players have to stay on the side of the infield, two on the left, two on the right. And that is going to really create some great offense and more excitement. Really looking forward to it. Those are two good ones. I'll tell you one rule I cannot stand is extra innings in putting a player on second base. I mean, at this point in time, pandemic is over, which the reason why they installed it, you don't need that anymore. Let teams earn it. Let teams earn the win. I think it's too easy. Something go awry, wild pitch, ground ball, game over pretty much if team doesn't score in the bottom portion of the inning. So I am looking forward to these rule changes. Anything to speed up these games, please. Keep them under 3 hours. You have to. Keep them at 2.5 if you can. 2.5 would be the ideal time. So,
I love it, Jay. I want to see a patch that says Jay Oliver Show 103.9 LI News Radio on some of the Mets uniform.
The Long Island Duck Baseball, by the way. I appreciate that. You probably you found out about that, but that's all right. No, all good. I appreciate that, bud. We'll keep an eye on things. We'll keep an eye on things as far as another solid day on Wall Street, and we look forward to having you on to close out the week. How's that?
Thank you very much, Jay. Have a great day.